Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology, and at long last, we are resuming our series on the planets through the signs. This is a new series that I'm starting on my channel, following in the steps of the Planets in Profile series that I've done in the past, which you guys have been exposed to through some of the rewind episodes I've done. And in this series, we're going to be looking at the moon through the 12 signs. I'm also really thrilled to be including in this series some of the inspired creative work of one of my students, who I asked to bring some of her spoken word poetry for each of the moon signs, because I think that one of the things I wanted to do was to honor and acknowledge the feminine in the producing of these moon talks. And so I thought, what better way than to empower one of the Nightlight students, who is a woman who makes really cool spoken word poetry on Instagram. I followed her a while back and thought to myself, wouldn't it be cool to have her add some spoken word poetry about the moon in each of the signs? So at the end of today's talk, I hope you will stay tuned to hear a special piece of poetry that she has performing on the moon's meaning in Aries as well. Anyway, I'm really excited for this series today. It's the moon in Aries. We'll go through all of them. And this is perfect for people who have the moon in Aries in your birth chart, or who want to understand what kind of symbolic significations to look for when the moon is in Aries in the sky, or if you know or love someone has the moon in Aries, what are they like? What makes them tick? What is this placement all about? So that is the goal for today and for the rest of this series. I'm really glad to be getting it going. It took a while to get the series written and developed and everything, but here we are. So anyway, before we get into it, don't forget to like and subscribe, share your comments in the comment section. Tell us any stories that you have to share about the moon in Aries if you're a moon in Aries native. You can find a transcript of any of my daily talks on my website, which is nightlightastrology.com. When you're over there, be sure to check out all of my readings and courses. And if you have any questions about anything you find on the website, email us info@nightlightastrology.com. Okay, well, moon in Aries is a really interesting topic because, we have to start the series by basically understanding what the moon is all about. And then in turn, how do you delineate the moon through the signs, starting with Aries? So we're doing a little bit of extra work in this first episode so that we can have a really good understanding of the moon itself. And then we'll take a look at what does it mean that the moon is in the tropical yang fire temple of Mars and the exaltation of the sun, the sign of the ram. And we'll repeat that process through the rest of the 12 signs. So this one is a little bit of an introductory episode in the sense that we have to set ourselves up for all of the rest of the episodes in the series. I've got some slides that my assistant Delia has made. They are fantastic. She is a fantastic designer. We're really lucky to have her. I just want to give a little shout out to her for making these slides for me. All right, well, let's get into it. The moon in Aries, what is it all about? Well, in order to understand any planet in any sign whatsoever, we have to start by understanding the nature of the planet first, because signs modify the expression of planets. A lot of the times in modern astrology, we give way too much emphasis to a sign rather than understanding signs primarily as the abiding places of different gods or planets. So before we can understand what the moon in any sign means, we have to understand what the moon means. So the moon has universal significations and it has topical significations. On the level of a universal signification, what we're talking about with any planet, especially, for example, the sun, the moon, the rising sign, we're talking about those significations that represent the broadest philosophical meanings or the broadest symbolic applications for individual souls and birth charts. So on the universal level, for example, the moon represents the realm of fortune, which is the karmic embodied physical material universe, which is by the ancients considered it to be a divine place, a place that is connected intimately to God or to the gods, that the human soul is living and moving through, and that it is a divine place. So on the universal level, the moon literally represents the embodied physical universe. And also, more than that, it represents the constant fluctuations, changes, and the daily flow of events and the constant changing of our environments. our moods, our emotions, the thoughts in our mind, our body, and our circumstances. Sometimes people in modern astrology limit the moon to be something referring to the emotions. This is not quite correct. I mean, it is correct that the moon has always had a long-standing correlation to our emotional lives. But more broadly speaking, the moon has to do with the flow of life itself, which is considered the great yin or the great feminine metaphysical or energetic principle. Life itself as an ecological, relational, fluid, changing, dynamic, it's like a river just moving along, never the same twice. And all of the fluctuations that we experience, which range from body, mind, circumstance, mood, environment, the moon encapsulates all of it. Now, that is the broadest philosophical meaning of the moon in ancient astrology, which was also broadly associated with the Wheel of Fortune, which is a symbolic image of everything that I've just talked about. Now, the moon also has topical significations, and those are the significations of a planet that are most specific and concrete people, places, or things. For example, the moon throughout the history of astrology has represented the body, mothers, women, home and family, ancestry, tribe, village, clan, culture. The moon can represent marriage and pregnancy and childbirth, as well as children or anything that we nurture or devote ourselves to, as well as things like food, cooking, and broadly speaking, anything that heals, nurtures, soothes. The moon is also, you could say the moon is, broadly speaking, the planet that people looked at for everything ranging from home, parents, marriage, family, mother, and health. So, you know, as the moon goes, so goes embodied life. But these are the most topically concrete manifestations of the moon. In modern astrology, we have the tendency to interpret planets on a psychological level. We think the moon has something to do with your emotions. It's really important to recognize that the ancient astrologers did not pigeonhole planets in such concrete psychological ways. There was a psychological dimension to a chart and how it was delineated, but broadly speaking, you'll notice that the way we're going to break down the moon today in Aries, for example, will give you an abundance of archetypal examples that manifest in people's lives in very different ways while somehow capturing the archetypal essence of the moon in that sign. So anyway, the significations of the moon are going to be modified, those universal significations and the more topical ones, by according to the sign that the moon is in or is traveling through at any given time or in the birth chart. The meaning of a sign is most primarily related to its hosts and then secondarily by the various qualities of a sign. So what does that mean? Well, for example, with Aries, we're going to be talking about the fact that the meaning of Aries has most to do with its planetary hosts, which are Mars and the Sun, Mars being the domicile and the Sun being the exaltation ruler. And then secondarily by the various secondary qualities of the sign, such as the fact that Aries is a tropical sign, a masculine sign, a fire sign, the sign of the ram, and so forth. So in order to understand, again, let's repeat it, the moon in any of the signs, we have to understand the moon's universal and topical significations, and then we have to understand the way in which those will be modified primarily through the lens of the planets that rule the sign that the moon is in or is traveling through, and then secondarily by those other qualities of the sign that are present. Okay, so Aries. We are now going to modify the meaning of the moon according to the following features of the sign of Aries. Aries is the temple, zoideon, the word where we get zodiac from, and the word that was originally used to denote a sign. They weren't called signs, they were called zoidia or zoideon. And Aries would then be, and the word zoideon means like a temple, the temple of a god. So we can properly say that Aries is the home temple of Mars and the Sun, because these two have what are called oikodespotes responsibilities in this portion of the zodiac. Oikodespotes basically means like hosting or stewarding duties. These are their temples. So Aries is the temple of Mars and the temple of the Sun, because both of these planets have power in the sign. The sign is likened unto these planets, and these planets likened unto the sign. And there's a really beautiful, elaborate explanation as to why planets were originally placed in the signs they were through domicile and exaltation. But we won't get into that for now. So Aries is the temple of Mars and the Sun. It is also a tropical, or what we now call cardinal, but tropical is more accurate. It means turning, or from the word tropos, which means to turn. So the Aries as a cardinal or tropical sign means that it takes place at a pivotal time during the solar year where the light is taking over from the darkness at the time of the spring equinox. And we have the light half of the zodiac ensuing. So for that reason, it represents a tropos or a turning point within the story of the zodiac, which ultimately is a story of light and dark alternating. It is yang or masculine. I like the word yang because we're really not talking about gender and sex in a literal way. We're talking about it energetically or metaphysically, which are not always best served by gender or sex stereotypes that we have in our human world. It is also a fire sign. So the temple of Mars, the temple of the Sun, it's tropical, it's yang, it's a fire sign. Those will all be inflections upon the meaning of the moon, especially the powers of Mars and the Sun as the dominant archetypal rulers of the sign. This is the sign of the ram and the first sign of spring where light dominates and the light half of the year begins. So the moon in Aries can thus be understood as a Marsy, solar, fiery, tropical, yang kind of moon. When you put all that together, initially, if you're a student of modern astrology, you will be tempted to try to take that and turn it into a character type. And while that can work, it also has its limitations, because as you'll see when we get to our list of famous or historical figures with the moon in Aries, sometimes it shows up in terms of personality, and sometimes it shows up rather in terms of a very concrete piece of their biography or a feature of their life story or some events or themes that are really a big part of their life. But for ancient astrologers, the moon played a role in the calculation of temperament along with the ascendant and Mercury. So it is fair to include the moon in an analysis of temperament, but broadly speaking, you really want to look at the ascendant planets in the first house and the ascendant ruler. And then secondarily, moon and Mercury play a role in terms of mind and body and their connection with one another. But I'm saying this so that people don't make the mistake of thinking that the moon in Aries should, if you have that or any moon sign, that you should primarily think of it in terms of a psychological type. Because it's not, sometimes it's going to be much more, well, you'll see. Let me just demonstrate rather than jabbering on. So the Aries moon can be reflected in the following characters and themes. The mother protector, because what you're doing is you're taking some of the significations of the moon and you're blending them with some of the significations of Mars, the Sun, fire, tropical, masculine, etc. A moon Mars motif can be about mother protector, mother advocate. You can see it in terms of an emotional crusader or a competitor that is highly emotional because you're blending the moon with the Marsy elements. Impulsive and emotional can be a moon Mars theme where you have more of a reckless, maybe more reckless, impulsive, almost like trouble with impulsive and violent or aggressive emotions. You can have youthful, excitable, passionate, and active qualities, like an excited young kid. That's very moon in Aries. You can have an immature and reckless vibe. Sometimes even, we'll get to that one in a minute. I have another one that'll cover it. Advocates, coaches, emotional encouragers, and defenders. Almost like a knight that has a maternal instinct to coach, to encourage, to advocate, to defend, because you're blending together the significations of clan, tribe, culture, family, home, the need for emotional security, the bonding of a mother with their child, and you're fusing it to the archetype of the warrior. You can have the significations of civil, civic, or familial strife, as the moon in a fire sign of Mars can also represent something like conflict within groups or families. Now, when you have Trailblazer and Firestarter, you're getting a little bit of the solar qualities and the Mars qualities combined. Also, in Advocate, Coach, or Emotional Encourager, you get something like a Mars-Sun blend. Remember, this Aries is the exaltation of the sun. So where there are qualities of leadership and emotionality, a kind of protective maternal instinct along with warrior themes and themes of leadership, they can combine very nicely. Trailblazers and fire starters, the idea of starting something new and blazing a trail, that's very Aries in general. But also the idea here of like someone blazing a trail and, almost like Little House on the Prairie, like that kind of, hopefully without any of the gross colonizing stuff. But you get what I'm saying. It's like, let's go off grid and build ourselves a home. That could be very Moon in Aries. A risk taker, a boiling pot of water, someone who likes extreme sports, someone who likes surfing, for example, very Moon in Aries. A boiling pot of water, also strong, powerful emotions, sometimes explosive and needy, like someone who will explode and act out to get their needs met or communicated, and maybe has troubles expressing them in less impulsive ways. Family, group, or clan leader. When you have the sun and Mars as the leaders of Aries combined with the moon, you often get leadership within groups, especially those that are bonded very deeply through blood or belief or something like that. You get the signification of brave and strong women, mothers and sisters. Anything that's feminine can become strong and warrior-like. You also get very mundane things, and this is just a small list. I could make three more pages, but fevers, accidents, cuts, burns, wounds, surgery, anything where the body and the blade come together or body and heat come together, that's also a moon in Aries kind of signification. Now, I've gone through these somewhat quickly just to give you a feel for the ways in which those universal topical significations of the moon can blend with things like Mars, the sun, fire, and the sort of tropical quality of Aries. The following famous people were born with the moon in Aries so that we can now illustrate what this looks like. You got Angelina Jolie, who was born with Moon, Mars, and Jupiter all in Aries. And one of the things that has defined her life has been the concern I think she's adopted like six or seven kids, but she's been into the advocacy for children. You could describe at least one portion of her life. And I'm not trying to judge or say, look at this person's so great, this person's so bad, or I'm just trying to report archetypal features of a lifetime, right? I'm not here to celebrate some person, or I'm trying not to be biased about anything in the way that I do these. But Angelina Jolie is an advocate for children. She's a fighter mother. She's a big part of her life has expressed that theme. Now, that does not mean that she personally is like the moon in Aries as a character or psychology, more likely in her case, because it happens to be her ascendant ruler. And she also has Venus and Saturn in Cancer in her first house. Steve Jobs, totally different profile, right? And not his ascendant ruler. He has the moon in Aries along with Mars in the eighth house. Also rules his 11th house of friends and groups, where he has an exalted Jupiter in the 11th house. Must be nice to have Steve Wozniak for a friend and ally. The 11th house, of course, was the place of friends and allies. But one of the things that characterizes his life is also legal and contractual battles with friends and groups of people that at times were the reason for his success, and at other times he had deep feuds and conflicts with. So that signature of the moon in Aries in the eighth house comes up in terms of the squabbles, conflicts, and tendency that people described him as somewhat belligerent, and especially when it came to some of the infighting that happened, at Apple and other organizations that he belonged to. Now, again, I'm not trying to pigeonhole or say that this is good or bad. It's just a feature of his life. Very moon in Aries in the eighth house, co-present with Mars. How about Rihanna? I don't know a whole ton about Rihanna, but I picked her because she has the moon, Venus, and Jupiter in Aries in the first house. And one thing that I could say that she projects as an artist is strength. It's like, I get the feminine empowered warrior vibe from her. Now, this would translate very easily into temperament and personality in Rihanna's case, because they're actually in her first house. Moon in Aries is in the first house, but it's also blended with, you know, Venus and Jupiter in Aries too. She also got Mars, the ruler in Sagittarius, a fire sign in the ninth house, very convicted, very passionate about what she believes in. So you can feel that fiery moon in her chart too. Kendall Jenner. Now, one of the things I thought was really interesting about this is that the moon can very literally represent, you know, on a very concrete level, its significations can include one's mother. Let me just bring this up really quick. So Caitlyn Jenner would be Kendall Jenner's mother, and prior to transition would have been William Bruce Jenner, who was an Olympic gold medal winning decathlete. Now, again, I'm not saying that we could understand that moon in Aries in Kendall Jenner's chart, and probably in terms of personality, because it's in the first house. But isn't it fascinating that Kendall has a family member who goes through advocacy around sexuality and becoming or identifying as a woman. And her background is also a mother slash father earlier in life. I don't know if that's the correct way of describing that. That was an incredibly successful athlete. So the archetype of family and athlete and advocacy around women and the feminine is super strong in a moon in Aries. And in this case, what's so interesting is the moon is ruled by Mars. Mars is with Jupiter in Sagittarius, also that signature of athleticism within the family karma. Isn't that fascinating? See, I find things like this really interesting. And I apologize if my language wasn't correct in the way that I described her relationship with her mother, both during or prior to Caitlyn Jenner's transition. So anyway. So the next one is Tupac Shakur, right? Classic, like Gemini, Sun, Mercury is his ascendant ruler. And I would really describe Tupac as very mercurial, very Venus, Sun, and Mercury in Gemini. What's interesting though, is that there were very serious, like what I would call, I want to call it like rap clan rivalries. Because that was how he died, right? Through beefs between different groups of people. And it's a very moon in the eighth house kind of vibe. Notice the similarity in life story with the falling out and the complicated emotional rivalries and battles within groups that Steve Jobs had with the moon in the eighth. Now, totally different life, you know, totally different story. But here's Tupac with something a similar moon signature in the eighth. And of course, he died in the midst of such a rivalry. At least that's my understanding. So again, like just a super fascinating way of looking at moon in Aries. Also, you could describe much of his life and what he did as being a trailblazer, as someone who took risks, who had this kind of hot-headed, emotionally impulsive, lyrical, like youthful, contagious energy. But of course, also was just this brilliant lyricist. Isn't it fascinating? He had, you know, Mercury and Venus together in Gemini, which is, you know, it's that combination. I believe it was Bob Dylan had the same one too. So anyway, okay, let's get a little creepy. Jeffrey Dahmer was born with Moon and Mars in Aries in the seventh house. And his life was, I don't know much about his life, but you know, his life story features, you know, killing people, like being a murderer. And that sense of emotional, it's the signature in his case of predatorial relationships with other people, Moon and Mars in the seventh house, where he killed lovers, and so forth. Now that's a gross one. I don't want to stay too long. So Pink, oh my gosh. First of all, I just have to say, I don't know why we used an exclamation mark for Pink, if that's how she spells it or something. That might have been a typo on our part. But either way, how about a moon in Aries in the fifth house of creativity and children? And she's got a moon Mars square in her chart with mutual reception between moon and Mars. First of all, it's funny because my wife really got me into pink. And I would say the simple reason that she got me into pink is because she said, the reason I love her is because she's a kick-ass woman and she's a kick-ass mom at the same time. And I like women who hold out that possibility you can be both. And, you know, I mean, she's got moon opposite Pluto. She's got moon, Pluto, Mars, T square. So just a powerful configuration for her moon in Aries. But when I went and saw her this summer, it was my wife's Christmas present that I gave her to get some tickets to go see Pink. So we saw Pink. Man, was she was a badass woman. I mean, performer, she is. She was a badass performer. I couldn't believe what a powerhouse she was, flying around the stadium. And a lot of fire and pyrotechnics and dancing, very physical, very youthful, contagious, exuberant, sort of hot-headed, but also a fierce maternal instinct for all of the people in her tour. Like you could tell on stage the way she treated her dancers, her performers, her musicians. It was she described them as family. If you ever watch a documentary about her, her tour is like family to her. And you can really feel it. And then she brought her little daughter out on stage to sing with her, Willow. I mean, it was a really cool moon in Aries kind of display. And very much on display in her creativity and in her relationship with her children. She is rocker slash mother. She's metal mama. I love it. Russell Brand. He couldn't be more of a moon in Aries from the standpoint of being sort of... you know, again, enthusiastic, creative, impatient, kind of impetuous. He also has, you know, the moon, Mars, Jupiter combination. He fights on behalf of things and ideas that he believes in. He engages critically he's constantly in debates and, he is not afraid to be, he's kind of an emotional crusader, but a little bit impulsive and at times sort of, you know, like goofy and wild and immature and like unhinged. Those are all wrapped into one, some of the most, charming qualities of the moon in Aries, the youthful, exuberant, charming, cocky, aggressive, blunt, almost like naively, innocently blunt. So Russell Brand, another great example of someone with the moon in Aries, where you can just feel that, that hot-headed emotional quality. But he's very passionate too. And he's in a way, there's a real sweetness there as well. I think it's interesting that he has Venus and Saturn in the moon sign, just like Angelina Jolie's, gets some similar signatures. So at any rate, of course, one thing that clearly defines his life very well is also the Mercury and Sun and South Node in Gemini, because he's really got that kind of passionate, talkative, mercurial trickster kind of thing going on. Anyway, then there's Bernie Sanders. How about the moon and Mars in the sixth house? He's such a crusader. He's a fighter. The sixth house was called the house of Mars, the joy of Mars. And it's a place where people are, it's very chop wood, carry water. It's very fight, sacrifice. It was a house of sacrifice, warfare, service, also sickness and disease. He is someone who I think you could broadly say he has been a crusader, an emotionally charged fiery crusader, at times sort of belligerent, also like just he's got some hills that he's, ready. We'll say that he died on some hills of his, and that's the moon, especially moon Mars here, but that's a moon in Aries. We also have, I don't know how you say his name, Novak Djokic. He's the tennis player. Moon in Aries with Jupiter in Aries. Very common to see in the charts of incredibly aggressive and competitive athletes. You'll see similarly Pablo Escobar, the leader of a drug lord, but it has that family clan quality to it. Like, what am I thinking of? Like Sopranos, like the Mafia. That's what I'm trying to say. Not that I know anything about the Mafia, actually, but you know what I mean. So there's that sense of there being family and loyalty and blood, and that the qualities of being a leader of such a group stand out in his chart. Now, I'm not trying to glorify any of this, just to point out the archetypal facts, so to speak. It's a very Moon in Aries like part of his life story. LeBron James, Moon in Aries, same thing, ultra competitor. Tom Brady, ultra competitor. These are two of the greatest athletes in basketball and football combined. Malcolm X, another one who has that drive to die on behalf of things that I care about, my people, my faith, my beliefs. This is a Moon in Aries. Of course, he also has the Mars in Cancer, which creates that mutual reception with the Moon. Tony Robbins, again, you'll find the like the charming, passionate, charismatic, often very entrepreneurial qualities, like a kind of like a Steve Jobs, Moon in Aries type of vibe. A little different life story, but the encourager, the motivator, the coach for your financial success, very Moon in Aries. Travis Barker, Moon in Jupiter in Aries, famous drummer of Blink-182. What I find so interesting is he actually almost died in a plane accident, a plane crash. And he had this like lifelong phobia of planes as well. This is almost like this weird prophetic quality. But he had like a life and death rebirth moment through a plane crash where his whole body was on fire. And he had this terrible accident. Well, he's got a fallen Mars retrograde in the first house of health, mutual reception with the Moon in Aries, and his body literally lit on fire. And it was one of the most transformative moments of his life. So these are powerful examples, you know. So that wraps out the examples that I have of the Moon in Aries. If I had to sum it up, we're talking about the Moon, the great symbol of fortune, and the great mother. And we're talking about what does she need? What is she like? Who is she? What's her story when she's in the sign of Mars, a fire sign, the sign of the sun? It's a very Moon in this sign can be very queenly and like a warrior queen energy. It's such an interesting and diverse planet. So I can't wait to look at Moon through all of the rest of the signs with you guys as we slowly go through all 12 in order. And I hope you guys will really enjoy the special poetry, the spoken word performance. This is from a Nightlight student, and I will let her introduce herself. She's super talented. Hope you guys will enjoy her adding a little artistic celebration of the goddess through all of the 12 signs at the end of our videos. So that's it for now, and enjoy.
Hey, this is Kaylee Haynes. I am a student with Nightlight Astrology, and Adam asked me to come on and share my art with you, my poetry and spoken word, as part of this series on the Moon through the signs. If you like these poems, you can follow me on Instagram. I am artemis.moon.child, and I'd love to see you there. You will find poetry and, to be honest, quite a bit of dancing because I am a Gemini stellium, so I do all the things. How we treated this was to think of the archetype of the goddess through the different realms. And so that is really what I tried to do, is connect with those qualities. I have two poems to share with you today. The first one came through really specifically for this project. And the second one is a bit more of a personal poem. I have my Mars in Cancer in the 12th house. So while it's different than having the Moon in Aries, I definitely resonated with a lot of the archetypal qualities that Adam was bringing forward in this talk. So I hope that you feel that resonance too. And either way, that you really get in your heart and get in your body and enjoy this. I'm really happy to share with you. The first poem is called "A Soft Thing in a Sharp Place." I am the blade and the body. I cut the cord at dawn. I remember what you stole from me. I will not stop till it's done. I am the seas boiling over. My bloodline runs quick in my veins. I would burn this whole world down to free my kin from your chains. And here's the second poem. Smoke on her breath. She's got so many feelings and no words left. She's been running for days. She just wants to rest. Just a small fox in a vast wilderness. She's built her nest as best she can, and she flies by night. Light feet, soft hands. She's a twig breaking every time that she lands. Plight is to stand even in quicksand. Fight urges to run. The moon is a gun, loaded and ready. Cock and release. She's the beast. She's the feast in their eyes. She's the prize in the hunter, and it makes you wonder. Man, it makes you wonder. Thank you so much. I so appreciate sharing my art with you, and I can't thank Adam and the team at Nightlight enough for including me on this. Again, my Instagram is artemis.moon.child, and I can't wait to share more with you on the next episode in this series. Bye.